Vectis Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Out of the news there, you had Hot Chocolate, So You Win Again, and then we had the Michael Zager Band. You don't often get a disco harpsichord now, do you? It's not something you hear in every tune.
No, this is true.
I'm not entirely sure if it was a real harpsichord or a synthesizer, but nevertheless, the concept is still the same. Anyway, we digress. We are joined this afternoon by the one and only Greg Chapman.
Yes.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Yeah, I've got my disco harpsichord with me if you wanted to.
Oh, wow.
I just see his brain whirring. Because you do a lot of this steampunk type things. A disco harpsichord. Oh, I've got to make one of those.
We can make a steam powered disco harpsichord. Of course we can.
If you're listening, Flick, sorry.
Here's one we made earlier. Yeah. Yes.
Anyway, how are you?
I'm really good, actually. Isn't it nice to be back out and about? And I mean, this time last year, I think we chatted a couple of times this sort of time last year, yeah. And we did it from our separate homes. Isn't it nice to be able to together? Yeah. And
we're back in it. You'll notice we've got a few precautions up. We've got some Perspex screens and things.
We've got a Perspex. I assume that was just to keep you out of the way. I didn't realise that was anything
to do with it. It is largely, but don't let on. I'm not allowed out of here.
Don't tell everyone.
But it is nice to get back out. We've been out to a few gigs and stuff.
And I've been out doing live shows again, obviously with the magic and that. I was doing a lot of magic shows over Zoom this time last year, and it was amazing. And I come up with a concept for magic over Zoom, and it was wonderful, and I really, really enjoyed it. But there's something about actually being able to see the faces of someone when
indeed.
A trick works.
And to get the full reaction from the audience and the feel of an audience in a room, isn't it?
That's it, and to be able to communicate, because, I mean, I don't know if you guys know this about my show, but I don't tend to operate very well with a script. It all goes completely off and it goes completely wild. And the thing is, if you can't see the audience, you can't react to the audience, you don't know where you're going to go next. You're just kind of stuck in a bit of a rut. And then when live audiences come back, the first live show I did back, it was supposed to be an hour show, and I'd taken all the kit that I'd usually take for an hour long show, and I got to the end of the show and I looked at the clock and I was 40 minutes in, and I was like, I've just powered through this so quickly. And I was like, oh yeah, hold on, I forgot people used to clap during a live show, and I'd forgotten all about that stuff going on.
Yeah, having seen some of your shows, not so much a script, more of a concept. You have a starting point and a finish point, and in between you do stuff.
Somewhere in the middle, something happens.
Yeah, that's it. Eventually I find my way to the end, I think, is how it works. We go
kind
on base
kind
sometimes.
Kind of a Zen-based show. You know where you've got to be. Any route will get you there.
Well, exactly right. Yeah.
So, do we describe you as a magician or a magician or an entertainer or
showman?
What do we describe you as?
Oh, I suppose all three of those. I suppose entertainer is probably the best catch-all term, because showman for me is someone that's always doing a big show on a stage. And you know me, I enjoy a big show on a stage, but I enjoy it just as much doing it close and local. And a magician kind of, I always feel like magician is a very, very specific type of performer. And yes, I do magic, but I do other stuff as well. And for me, the magic is not the point of what I do. It's the way in which I do a lot of it. The point of which I think the best term, Paul Daniels used to use a term for himself. Paul Daniels used to call himself a funderer, which I always thought was absolutely brilliant. A funderer rather than a conjurer. But I think you're entertainer, why not? Magician, whatever you... Well, whatever's polite, whatever you can say on the air, you can use to refer to me.
Okay. Maggie and I have both been to your live shows, but you have come to plug. Let's be honest, you've come to plug something.
Let's be honest, I'm here to plug something. That's good. You reminded me, because I did say I always come on this and I always forget what I'm supposed to be plugging. That's right, I've actually got a DVD. I've actually created a magic show series over the summer. I've been working hard, all filmed entirely on the Isle of Wight. And there are some one or two special guests, Isle of Wight special guests. I know both of you make a little appearance. I think in a certain ancient Egyptian trick and doing some card tricks and things. But it was all filmed on the Isle of Wight, and some of it is filmed at Freshwater Memorial Hall. We had that, when you say showman, it was a real showman segment. I had a tailcoat on and come on and do the big show stuff.
You worked very, very hard that evening.
That was a long evening, because we had to film all the segments in one go. And then we've also got, some of it was filmed at the Isle of Wight Steam Railway. Oh, wonderful. They let me use their beautiful... They've got what they call the Oldbury carriage, is beautiful, refined old carriage. It's only recently been restored. And they let me perform some tricks in there, and doing some old-fashioned Victorian-style magic in that setting is just so beautiful. And the footage, I mean, the magic's great and all, but the footage in there is incredible. We just really, really enjoy the setting we got. And then, I mean, we filmed one on Brook Beach with Kevin Wilson.
Oh, yeah, right.
We filmed a trick down here with him on Brook Beach in the wind, battering us around. You know, we fought the elements. But we've been to various different places and filmed a whole series that's available on DVD now.
So how do people get hold of it?
Yes, that's the important thing. Do you see, you always got to keep me on track with the plugs because I always forget. Easiest way, if you go to www.gregandfelicityadventures.com, www.gregandfelicityadventures.com, then there are links there to buy the DVD and also a couple of other DVDs we got out at the moment as well.
Indeed. Now, so this is a real homegrown product, isn't it? Real, as you say, everything's filmed on the Isle of Wight people in it.
That's right, yeah, everything filmed on the island, and it was great because I just got to have just some Isle of Wight friends, and when I first started it, I thought, well, I could just film this all over. I've started to get back into live shows, I could film a trick here, a trick there, but I thought, no, do you know what, actually, we got the Isle of Wight, we've got things like the Isle of Wight Steam Railway, and I've got so many wonderful people here that I know would love to be involved, and what was really wonderful, what was really touching and amazing was there wasn't a single person I asked to come along and have a trick performed for them. There wasn't a single person that didn't come along, help me out, leap at the chance. Just everybody. And that's part of the thing about this island, is everybody gets involved. Everybody, they will help each other out any way they
can. Absolutely. So what gave you the idea of beginning this DVD?
Fact that I always used to say I was purely a live performer, but then a couple of things happened to change. At the first one, my wife and I started to make travel documentaries.
Yep.
When we were on our honeymoon in Mexico, we were filming it for ourselves, and I just thought, well, look, we've had this opportunity. We've got to go to all these amazing places, and we've been filming it, and we packaged it together, and we put it out on YouTube as a travel documentary, and it proved relatively popular, and so we've made another three since then. And our most recent one about Romania and Dracula, Vlad the Impaler, actually got onto Amazon Prime and various streaming platforms. So we were really, really pleased about that. So I had this technology. And then when the pandemic struck and suddenly I was doing all this magic over, not only over Zoom, but I also started doing every fortnight. I was doing what we call the Almost Live Show. And I was performing a magic show over Facebook for everybody, again losing it. And I suddenly came up with various bits of magic that worked on video, and so when we came out the other side and we wanted to get back into the video making and get on with that, but at that point in time we couldn't travel, and we're still sort of a bit dodgy about booking up travel to go and make a film because it can all fall apart at a moment's notice. So I said, well, hang on, I've got magic, we've got people, we've got a wonderful place to film it, why not film it here? It's what I've wanted since I watched Paul Daniels' magic show. You know, when I was a tiny little kid watching that, and to have my own little magic series. And so we put that together and went for it.
I must point out to the listeners that you don't do video tricks. You do tricks that actually work as if someone's standing there. So there's no camera trickery involved.
Absolutely not, no. It's kind of me kicking back against the idea of a lot of television magic these days, where you watch it and you think that's all camera tricks. It was one of my rules. Most of it has a live audience for it, whether that's a live audience of one or many. There was one segment where we don't have a live audience, maybe a couple actually, but one of the main segments, and this was the point for me about making it fun and really making the point that magic is for everyone, was we actually do one segment where I'm just filmed performing tricks out of a Paul Daniels magic kit, an old children's magic kit. And that was so much fun to film because I'm filming it thinking, right, you know what? If I put this out, and if this DVD gets even a modicum of success, or when it goes on streaming platforms as well, if it gets even a modicum of success, there'll be some smart aleck who has to spoil it and go on YouTube and give away the tricks. How do I make it completely foolproof that that's not going to affect it? Well, by not really worrying about the tricks. And if most of the episodes I present a trick that comes out of a children's magic kit and I just assume everybody knows how it's done, I don't give it away. I never would, because some people want to keep the mystery in their life. In fact, a lot of people do. But if I can present tricks from a children's magic kit, then I get around that whole thing of, well, yeah, okay, are you really going to go on the internet and pat yourself on the back and do a YouTube channel going, I know how this trick was done in a 30-year-old children's magic kit? It's not, you know, you're not going to do that. And so just focus on the having fun and presenting.
Brilliant.
So how long does this DVD last?
It is about 3.5 hours, just over 3.5 hours. It's an 8-part series over two discs.
Awful lot of work.
Yeah, and how much does it cost?
It's £12.
That's good value. Isn't
that's
it?
Not bad per hour, is it? That's
flipping good.
Yeah, good per hour. So it's basically you having a lot of fun with a lot of friends, and it's magic and entertainment.
That's basically it. Yeah, me and having fun, kicking back, enjoying myself, showing off some of my favourite tricks, and hopefully entertaining everyone as well.
And besides that going ahead, have you got some live shows coming up that people can go to in the not-too-distant future?
At the moment, what I'm working on the island at the moment, I've got the Haven Street Christmas, the Santa Specials event.
Yes,
so I'm
yes.
up there all throughout Christmas. And fingers crossed, next year, come 2022, I will be back doing a proper theatre show on the Isle of Wight like I've done in the past.
Okay.
Again, at the moment, I'm holding off booking a venue because at the moment, I went through so much of booking up venues, I had such a period where I had to cancel a load of shows, and I don't like letting people down, so I'm holding off until I'm certain that when I book that venue, we'll actually be able to have a show.
Well, we're going on the Santa Special, aren't we, soon?
Yes, we are going
on the Santa Special. I can't remember what date it is, but soon.
So we might well see you there.
Oh, it's fantastic. Come over and see a trick.
The other thing I would say before Greg goes is that if you do go see his live show, he does work up a bit of a sweat.
He does, yes.
It's a bit. Oh, the other thing I will say is if you are going to the Santa Specials, then you can just grab a copy of the DVD off me there, and if you want, I'll even sign it for you.
There's an offer for you.
Yes.
So just give us the name of that DVD again and we can get it online.
Okay, so it's obviously Greg Chapman's Magic Show, nice and simple, and you can get that from gregandfelicityadventures.com. gregandfelicityadventures.com.
Or go to the Steam Railway if you're going to the Santa Special and grab one of them. You'll see him because he's a fairly distinctive character.
Yes.
They're fairly noticeable, yeah. Yes.
Is your magic trike there?
My magic trike is not my magic boxes this year.
Okay.
I've mixed it up a bit.
Okay.
Thank you for coming in, Greg.
Thank you for having me, both of you.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.